Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough behind me. So if you want the sweetest honey, I think hindsight's 1990. Yes, I mean. To pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jessica, where are you? Where are you, Jessica? Jessica.
That's right. I am the princess. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, you're the diva. That's for sure, ma'am.
We're here on a very special bonus podcast talking all things Full House, more specifically the House Meets the Mouse episodes of Full House, season 6, episodes 23 and 24. And we can't do this alone. It's our last podcast for Mary-Kate and Ashley March. And we decided we needed a spectacular co-host, a spectacular guest, and obviously the king of, I don't know, kids shows,
Disney.
Gen Z shows, Disney,
Pixar,
the king of Disney, Pixar, the king of all things, the host of the Brazilian Dragon podcast, Felipe. Felipe, how are you?
I'm good. You needed someone with an egg phobia, so I showed up and I rolled through.
I mean, truthfully, eggs are creepy. I'm not going to lie. So I think that was a pretty valid fear.
Yeah. I technically don't have an egg phobia, but I wanted to give a little shout out to the Wombat Water Crew, who are releasing a podcast on eggs coming up soon. So and it's perfect synergy with this episode of Full House.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Felipe, give us your history here on your Full House stand-up, and maybe even Mary-Kate and Ashley stand-up if you'd like.
Well, first I want to give my history on Shit 90 Shows.
Oh my God!
Lovely podcast.
Yes, please
do. We absolutely
Thank you.
Love to listen. Great, great content, and even when you expand onto other networks, I still follow you everywhere. Like Sarah on her birthday, she did the Royal Rehab Up. I went there. Jess on Twitch. I binge listened to that because I told Jess I hadn't listened to that yet a few days ago. I'm very excited to be here. In terms of Full House and Mary-Kate and Ashley, the stand-up is one and the same. I watched Full House every day on Nick at Night when I was like 7, 8 years old. Mm-hmm. My parents let me watch that and Fresh Prince, and then after that I had to go to bed, which I forget what was after. Sometimes on Fridays I would get to watch George Lopez, which I think was after. But those were the shows at the time that I watched. And then Mary-Kate and Ashley, that's where I stopped. Full House, I was all in on Full House and didn't really watch any of the other stuff.
And that's it.
That's fair, though. But that's fair, given your age and also the fact that you weren't, like, you know, a 10-year-old girl. Like, it doesn't surprise me that's kind of where. Not that only girls could watch Mary-Kate and Ashley, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't surprise me that kind of you watched Full House and that was it.
Yeah. I am aware that many kids played the video game, though. Like, a lot of the girls played the Mary-Kate and Ashley video game that I don't think you discussed.
Yeah, so Shannon Gus sent us a tweet with her old Mary-Kate and Ashley video game, which I've never played.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to play video games when I was a kid, so never got the opportunity.
Well, now that you're old.
I wasn't really into them until, like, The Sims came out, and then I got really into video games. But before that, I wasn't a video gamer at all. Well, Mario, but nothing on the, wasn't that a PC game? I don't remember now.
Mario was definitely not just a PC game.
No. Oh. I'm saying the Mary Kate and Ashley game.
Oh.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but I just know people played it, and I think it was one of those computer games. They screamed early 2000s computer website game sort of shenanigans.
Yeah. But yeah, Full House was definitely something I also watched. I watched it like every single day on ABC Family after school. It was always on.
Yeah.
During the summer. I have to have seen at least.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I have to have seen every episode like at least a few times as a result of that.
During the summers, this was on ABC Family as well, like the 3 o'clock slot. And it was this and Family Matters that I'd watch. So Full House had double duty during the summers when it was on at night, on Nick at Night, and then also ABC Family. And then this episode in particular that we're going to talk about, I have a very special place in my heart for. The first time I went to Disney World, my mom was like, okay, let's go buy your entertainment. Let's go to the DVD aisle of Target. And my brother, who was 3 and I was 9, we each got to pick a DVD for the plane. And I forget what he picked, but I picked season 6 of Full House just randomly. But it happened to have the episode where they go to Disney World. And I was watching that, like, that the whole last disc. I was watching that because they went to Disney World in that episode in the hotel rooms
before. That's so funny that that's what you would choose is seasons, not even like season 1, but season 6 of Full House.
Yeah.
To watch.
Do you still have your DVD box set of season 6 of Full House?
It's somewhere downstairs. I can go look for it.
Yeah. I want props. I want proof.
Yes. I will go after the podcast and send it to you so you can include it in the Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah. So when you guys were watching, oh, Sarah, what about you?
No, it doesn't matter. No, my opinion doesn't matter. Full House, it's fine.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely watched Full House. I don't think it was something that I especially like was my favorite show when I was younger, because when I was younger, we not only had like Full House and Boy Meets World and like Fresh Prince and all that stuff, but we also had reruns going on constantly of like Gilligan's Island and I Dream a Genie and like Bewitched. And when I was at the age that like I could have been watching Full House over and over and over again, I was watching I Dream a Genie and Bewitched. So it's like I definitely watched all of Full House, but I wasn't like a number one stan of Full House. And once again, like, I thought that I was a big fan. And if you didn't listen to our podcast with Melissa, I thought I was the biggest Mary Kay and Ashley fan until I met a friend. Until I met like a friend that was a huge one. And then I was like, you know what? You know, not my bag, baby.
Yeah.
I'll find a different hobby.
In Brazil, actually, the Nick at Night there, it's a lot of 60s shows and Kenan and Kel. It's like just so I watch a lot of I Dream of Genie and Bewitched, but also Kenan and Kel. So the Nick at Night that they had there.
Yeah, I think that most of my afternoons were like Full House and Boy Meets World and like all of those types of reruns after I got home from school. And that's kind of how I consumed it. But it's also where my love of John Stamos began, because I was just like obsessed with him. He's so good looking in this show. Jesse Katsopoulos. Iconic. If you were like one of the sisters, would you be DJ, Stephanie, or Michelle?
Well,
Sarah, why don't you go first? Okay, yeah. Which one would you be?
You know what? I was just really feeling Stephanie's energy in this episode. So I would say probably
she has some real Marsha energy.
I mean, she was like so right, and we'll get into it, but like, you know, there was a bunch of bullshit in this episode, and I didn't feel right about it. I was just being really, I felt like really irked. And the fact that DJ is like enabling Michelle throughout it, I was so peeved. So I would say Stephanie. Stephanie, in general, I think that like her sarcastic, like quick wit, I always really appreciated. I always liked that she was so snarky and like was always giving like Kimmy a hard time. So I think Michelle pissed me off, but I think that Stephanie was always my favorite. And I think that just because of her brand of comedy, really, like, it was definitely my vibe. How about you, Felipe?
I just wanted to ask before I got into my answer, were you irked or were you Michelle Tanner's friend, Urkel? But one of my earliest crushes was Stephanie Tanner. I loved her, and then my crush continued in Fuller House, very much so. But I was a big Stephanie fan. I think Michelle was the most quotable, though, and I definitely walked mm-hmm. around saying, "You got it, dude." It was between that mm-hmm. and then the "cut it out" that I would do a lot in class.
Oh my god, yeah. I would always do the "cut it out." That it's like, if you got that down, then you're like set for life pretty much. But it hasn't come into adulthood that much.
Oh, I still use it. I feel like I have big Uncle Joey energy.
Oh no. Jess, what sister? Who
She's
are
DJ.
You?
Why are you even asking?
No, well, growing up, I liked Stephanie the most. Like, she was my favorite growing up, especially, like, the how rude, like, that I loved a lot. But watching this episode and remembering how obsessed, like, Michelle Tanner is with, like, food and everything, I was like, I could give off some Michelle vibes. Mm-hmm. I would be pissed if I was Stephanie in this episode, though, too. I'm not as mature as DJ is in this episode, right? Like, if Michelle was pissing me off that much, like, I wouldn't just be like, DJ, like, oh, let her have it. She's young. I'd be like, no, you're being an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
I guess somebody had to speak up.
DJ, and so maybe I have more of the spin off in mind, because I have watched every episode of Fuller House as well, which mm-hmm. is an embarrassing secret to share, but I have done that. And it wasn't even on 2X. It was on 1X. But
how was it? For people who haven't watched, is it worth it? Is it worth the watch?
It's fine. Some episodes are, like, really enjoyable. I enjoy some of the shenanigans that happen. But it's, like, a Disney Channel show, but for adults, I feel like. Geared towards an adult audience. And then they have some more of that comedy. I was surprised at how risque some of the Full House jokes were
really?
In this episode.
Oh, in this episode.
This yeah.
One. Okay.
Well, there was I remember Eric Stein did a podcast with Rob, and they talked about this line from one of the early episodes where one of the DJ's kids comes down the stairs and is like, I was up all night erupting my volcano, and Stephanie turns around, and he has a science fair volcano in his hand.
Oh, DJ's God. Children,
Yikes. Yikes.
I think Jess, like, if anybody, I feel like you would definitely make personalized itineraries for the whole fam.
Oh, 100%. I would definitely. I have and I do.
Yeah.
I have spreadsheets. Yeah. I don't make, like, paper copies, but I certainly have spreadsheets.
Yeah. So
everyone get your airdropped itinerary.
Yeah, so, but I'm not Danny Tanner levels, because I remember specifically, he's like a neat freak, like, right. He like vacuums his vacuum, like, that's not my style, that's not my thing. But I have Danny Tanner energy for sure at some points. I'm not as cheesy as he is either. He's very cheesy.
I like his jokes.
I mean, you might be the only one. I don't know.
Yeah, I like dad jokes.
Well, it's so ironic that Bob Saget is Danny Tanner, because he's like such a, like, clean
dirty comedian.
Dad energy, but he's such a he has a mouth on him.
For sure It's he's fine. Like, he, for me, it was always like, okay, well, he's like the least one I care about in terms of, like, the three older men on the show. Like, Jesse is numero uno for obvious reasons. Honestly, I never really liked Joey Gladstone that much.
Yeah, I was, like, going to say, how is, like, Danny LVP when we have Joey bopping around? Like, what? Like, Jesse doesn't feel like a freeloader. He's, like, a brother-in-law. And it's, like, so he just, like, lives in the attic, whatever, whatever.
Can you imagine being, like, oh, I'm just going to have me and my wife and our twin babies are now living in this, like, studio attic where, like, my bedroom is in the same room as my living room, just to help take care of these children who are, like, pretty much grown at this point. Like, bitch, like, become a neighbor. Like, move next door.
I mean,
like, you don't need to live in their attic. You are a musician. Like, you make good money.
That's a good point. And doesn't Becky, isn't she, like, a reporter?
She's a news anchor.
Yeah.
Well, they try to move at one point, right? And then Michelle cries and he stays for Michelle with the pink bunny.
Yeah, and she's a freaking we all know that Michelle is, like, numero uno manipulative bitch, like, running mm-hmm. this household, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all discovered that this episode.
Right. Right.
So she even gets the princesses to, like, let every freaking family member be on this Disney parade for whatever reason.
Well, it's an act of selflessness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so truly.
Yeah. So I'll live in a world where that makes sense. Like, fine, like, brother-in-law. Like, didn't he come in the first place to help out raise the three girls?
Yeah, it was right makes after sense. His season. Sister passed away, too.
Makes sense. Right. I'm fine. I mean, like, six seasons in, he probably shouldn't be living in that house, especially in that attic still. But Joey, like, who? Joey is Jesse's best friend. And how is this freeloader hanging out in the basement with his creepy-ass puppets? How is this okay? Who invited them? Yeah. Why is he still there?
Doesn't he have like a woodchuck?
Yeah.
That's right. The woodchuck puppet. I forgot about that. Yeah. You'd think by like 40, they'd be like, Joey, maybe you can like get an apartment like down the road or something. Like,
or in a different state. Go to Ohio.
Like, especially when you have, like, how many people do you realistically need to raise these kids? You know what I mean? Like, people do it all the time. Single parents do it all the time. Like, yeah you could use some help. But, like, do you need them literally in your house all the time, I mean, Felipe?
Yeah.
Well, who's gonna provide the entertainment? I guess, like, Danny's too busy cooking and cleaning to even give attention to his children. Jesse is off doing Uncle Jesse shenanigans. I think Joey's the babysitter.
Yeah.
Joey's the also, free babysitting.
Oh, so he's a manny.
Yeah.
That's fair. And also with the size of that house and they live in San Francisco. Right? No, San Diego. No.
San Francisco.
Bitch, that is expensive. They're going to need all of the hands on deck to pay this mortgage that they can.
Do you know who else? What other show used that house and set?
Oh, no. Which one?
That's So Raven. That's not one of my favorite things. Like, it's
Oh my gosh.
Is the same house?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't.
Now that you say that.
Why would you use the same house? It's so memorable.
Yeah, well, they definitely aren't remembered for that house, but it's the
I
same one.
I loved that show.
Yes. But just
yeah,
to go
that was
back
another
to,
staple on Disney.
It was. Just go back to the fact that I mentioned earlier, Jessica is DJ Tanner from Fuller House because she would have all her kids with the assigned lunch boxes and being like, she would have the itinerary. DJ becomes the Danny in the future. Like, she's the
Okay,
Danny.
That's good to know because she's not
Jesse,
yet here.
And then Kimmy Gibbler is the Joey. But unlike Joey, she has her husband, who she later gets a divorce from and then remarries at the end of the show. And he's even when they're divorced, he still lives there. Plus,
so Kimmy Gibbler is still a mess. Good
yes,
to know.
Hold on. Wait. Like, Kimmy's husband.
Yes, Fernando, yes. He lives with them with Ramona, who kind of looks like Denali from Drag Race.
Who's Ramona?
Ramona's Kimmy's daughter. Okay. DJ has her three kids. Her husband died. He was a firefighter. He died in a fire.
Is this a family curse?
Maybe it's because they didn't
they
leave the house.
They almost have three children.
Yeah. If they left the house, maybe they wouldn't.
Did they, like, go to Hawaii, like the Brady Bunch, and get cursed by, like, a tiki figure?
Oh, no, but they did go to Japan and there was some shenanigans there.
It's a family curse.
Yeah,
witches. Can't trust them.
Michelle never shows up, and I'm the fool who got my hopes up that in the last episode there would be like a special cameo, and even if it was Elizabeth Olsen, nope, it was just some random boy bander from the 90s.
No, they don't want to be involved in it anymore. Yeah.
Lori Loughlin also disappeared in that last season mysteriously.
So we kind of talked about it already, but in these two episodes, we have the whole family going to Disney World.
Which pissed me off
Disney
too.
Disney World, right? Because they're going to Florida.
Okay.
They live in California. Why aren't they just going to Disneyland?
Because of Jesse's gig. Yeah. This whole setup pisses me off. Actually, you know what? I'm, like, really annoyed by all the happenings in this show.
In these
two episodes.
No, I totally know what she's going to say, but Sarah, go ahead. Why are you mad?
First of all, I'm mad about a lot of things. But first of all, Jesse gets this gig with Jesse and the Rippers to play at Disney World. But it happens to be the week of Jesse and Becky's anniversary. But Jesse's like, don't worry. Don't worry, girl. I got you. We are going to Disney together. I got the suite at honeymoon suite at the Grand Floridian, which is a whole nother thing that we have to
That's
talk
the
about.
Expensive.
These ones. Yes, Felipe. These bitches are complaining about finances. I want to see their financial bank records because the Grand Floridian is the nicest and the biggest of the hotel or the resorts at Disney, and you're saying to me that you guys are worried about financials and you book your stay at the Grand Floridian? Excuse me? The whole family. It's one thing if Jesse got to go to the Grand Floridian because he got like a hookup through Disney, but the entire family can afford the... You're telling me that Steve can afford a room at the Grand Floridian? I don't think so, bucko. But neither.
Meanwhile, Kimmy's parents are like, we will pay whatever amount of money it takes for you to get her.
But
remind
that's
me later to talk about the whole Kimmy situation with Stephanie and Kimmy's brother in Fuller House at a later point.
Oh yeah, we'll need
That'll
to get over that.
To get into.
So then like okay, and then at first they're like, let's leave the kids, the twins, with the family. Perfect idea. That's a great idea. But then they're like, we'll miss them too much. So then they went back on that. And then Joey comes up and's like, guess what? Like, I talked to your agent. I'm going to go do the radio show with you. And then the entire family comes up and intrudes on their whole thing. And the whole family is going to Disney. Why can't Jesse and Becky have their own time apart? It's not fair.
Yeah, this is supposed to be their anniversary trip, and nothing seems worse to me on an anniversary trip than, like, your entire family and children, like, tagging along.
Yes.
Like, leave the kids behind, have it just be you two, and have a great time. We don't need to have, you know, your brother-in-law and his kids and your friend and your niece's best friend and your niece's boyfriend. Like, where does it stop? Where
does
it end?
To be fair to the family, though, they really did not get involved with the Jesse stuff. Jesse kind of, besides Joey and the radio show and the fears, Joey was the only obstacle between him and Becky having a nice time.
Yeah. Well, and his schedule.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yes. He had a really busy schedule. Poor Becky. He gets off very easy, by the way. Jesse does. He plays a song on a piano and like all is forgiven.
Oh.
Like, bitch, you make me wait for 45 minutes and I'm gonna be pissed for like a real long time.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna be able to sing me a song.
Felipe, how many times do you think that works on Becky of singing a shitty song and then Becky instantly forgives?
At least three. I wanna say like 5 to 8 in the full show series run.
Yeah.
I'm
really upset that they didn't have him sing Forever.
Yeah, they didn't have that. They had the hippie shake, which you discussed in a previous podcast this month.
Yeah, the hippie shake was on It Takes Two.
Yeah,
but
this movie really hurt me because I realized that John Stamos was never playing the piano whenever he did these songs.
Oh, was it him singing though? Tell me it was him singing.
I didn't look it up, but I have to assume it was him singing. But
oh, I hope it's him singing. I would be devastated if he was not. Please don't break my heart if it's not actually John.
I mean,
Stamos
I'm sure
singing.
It's him because he's not a very good singer.
It sounds like whoa. Excuse me, ma'am. Have you heard Forever? Because literally, when I was talking to Will about this podcast and everything, I literally burst into the song Forever in the middle of my living room. And,
how
like,
does
sang,
it go?
I don't know, like, all the words.
I don't know. How does Forever go? I don't even know.
It's like, if every word I said would make you laugh, I'd talk forever.
I don't remember this.
I can't believe Felipe knows exactly what I'm talking
about. I know
about.
What you're talking about, but I didn't know the lyrics off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
He's
so good. It's so good.
There's
I remember
no
the music
this...
video with the baby. Yeah. I remember the.
There's like sheets. And
Maybe it might be canceled. The music video. I feel like there was
is it?
I don't know if it would be, but I feel like there was like a Middle Eastern motif that might.
Oh, okay. I could see that.
I don't remember exactly, but
okay. So let's have Felipe. Felipe, do you think that John Stamos / Jesse Katsopoulos is a good singer?
In this episode, he was fine. He was average. He's better than me. But
I think he's okay, but I feel like Forever is a bop. Like, Forever is a bop.
You think he's good enough to get a gig at Disney World?
Okay, no, but that is not what's on trial here. Here's the thing. Sarah, Katie Holmes singing Les Mis.
Oh, come on.
Katsopoulos.
Jessica, that's not fair. That's not, like, that's a stupid comparison.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Obviously, Jesse is a better singer than Joey Potter.
And he's, exactly.
I will say, in the Fuller House department, Stephanie has some bangers in there. The boy next door.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah. Do you remember the episode where they had the all night telethon or yeah. something? And Stephanie saying
the sign.
I forgot about that.
I saw the sign. And then I found out that was a real song and not just used on Full House.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was an iconic one. But yeah, so beyond everybody just piling on to this trip that Jesse has, on top of that, Danny's like, oh, you know, just because my kids all of a sudden were like, why aren't you going to marry Vicky? He's just like, yeah, you know what? That sounds great. I'm definitely going to propose.
I have many logistical questions. Where was Vicky going at the start of this episode? When was she looped into the plan? She was not, I thought she had... It was going to some other conference in like Chicago or something.
It seemed like it, but apparently everyone is able to drop everything that they're doing on the drop of a dime and go to Florida.
Yeah.
Like, that's the vibe I got.
So, yeah. Oh, like they just happened to be on spring break. Oh, like the morning show just happens to be on hiatus. It's like, all right, we're just going to drop everything and go to Disney World.
And we neglected
Go ahead. No, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, we neglected to mention this is the season finale of season 6. So there's like, a lot of like plot things that I feel like they set up for the finale to have the big moment. And then do Vicky and Danny ever get married?
No. So Vicky gets a job opportunity somewhere, I think in New York as like a reporter, and Danny can't uproot his whole family to go to New York.
But he can't uproot them to go to Disney World for like.
That's true. And,
she obviously just wanted to be off the show. Whoever plays Vicky.
I'm not quite sure. But
otherwise that doesn't make much sense. It seems like they're really setting it up to like.
Yeah, I don't. Like I guess this is probably somewhere in season 7. But yeah, they never get married. They break off their engagement. And I mean, that
Does
seems
she come
pretty
back
sad.
Into her house?
I think that she has a cameo in Fuller House during, I think I read it was during someone's dadiversary, 30th dadiversary. What's a dadiversary?
The fuck is a dadiversary?
It sounds just like somebody's 30th birthday.
It's probably like Stephanie's birthday or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Poor Stephanie. She gets the shaft all the time.
Stephanie was the MVP in this movie, and I will hear otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, so one other thing before we move, like, let's stick with Danny and Vicky because I have a question for you all. So we see Danny try to propose, like, a million times, right?
Yeah.
The first time he tries to propose is when he sees her feeding a bird at a fountain. The second time is when they're at that, like, aquarium dinner place, that restaurant that's in an aquarium.
Yeah.
And obviously the time he actually proposes, which was insane to me. How much do you think it cost for him to get those fireworks?
Did you look it up
that said that on short notice? No, but I just imagine the price at Disney World and like on short notice.
I'm sure it's custom like fireworks. $15,000.
It's insane. But of those three options, which way would you rather be proposed to? At a fountain, in an aquarium restaurant, or like in a public setting with fireworks?
I feel like the aquarium is probably the most private. And I feel like, especially if she says no, that would be my biggest fear, is she says no in front of all these people who just saw you propose with fireworks or at the fountain. That would be, like, heartbreaking. So I feel like the aquarium is the safest bet. Also, it's, like, more intimate between you two. Like,
probably has a good ambiance as well.
Also, I want to hear how you two got engaged afterwards.
Okay. So, Sarah, what do you think? And then we can go into that, too.
Okay, I'm going to say something really mean. But I
love it.
Want anybody who listens to this to forgive me for it. I just want to say there is nothing I hate more than seeing bitches get engaged at Disney World. It is so overdone. It is so annoying. It's like if you're going to go to Disney World and get engaged, you might as well. It's like such a cliche at this point. I hate it. I think it's so stupid. And if somebody proposed to me at Disney World, I would say no automatically. It's like, do you really, really, really want that dumb little button that much? Like, really?
There's a button that
you get a button.
Yeah.
There's some people who do marriages at Disney World, and I feel like that's too intense as well.
That just also seems very expensive. Listen, here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
I say this as a very big Harry Potter fan. Like, Disney will always be to me, like, a more, like, childish thing. Like, it's by definition, right? It's, like, intended for children. So, like, getting married there just seems kind of, like, flip-floppy to me. Like, do I want, like, two people dressed as mice, like, coming up to me, like, when I'm getting married? Like, no.
It's
But I get that for Disney people, it's different.
I am the biggest Disney person. I would not get married at Disney World. I would not get engaged at Disney World. Unless it was, like, maybe at, like, the last day at a restaurant. Like, I could see it and if it was something that we shared.
And I will say that the castle is very beautiful and very romantic. Yeah. So I'll give people that, right? Like, if you want to take, like, photos with the castle behind you, like, I get that because I think it's, like, a really pretty scene. But not for me. Yeah.
I'll tell you something else about the castle. They recently painted it pink and blue, and it's ugly. So you don't want to get married in front of the castle anymore because it's not aesthetic.
So which one would you choose, Sarah, of those three? If you had a gun to your head and someone made you choose which one you were going to choose.
Sarah would pick the fountain because it's probably the least Disney.
No, I actually did go to the Living Seas restaurant back when I was a kid, and it is beautiful, and it's very intimate, and that would be my preference. Yeah. So
I would probably choose the fountain of those three, but just because I haven't been to that restaurant, so it'd be tough for me to tell, but like the public situation would freak me out if we were in like a restaurant because you're like people would clap and it's all awkward. Like the fountain seemed a little bit more secluded and it's like it looked like a really gorgeous day out. So like that would be my
and
in a crowd of people with fireworks is not my thing. No, thank you.
Sarah, and is Epcot, that restaurant in Canada or is it in the it's in the other area?
It's definitely in Epcot, but I don't remember where in Epcot it is.
Canada, the Canadian Pavilion. I think someone said that in the episode.
Oh, I don't know.
But it also had the shot outside of the Living Sea, so they might have filmed it. Like, there were places that they filmed that weren't in the same parks that they filmed it in. I noticed that a few times. Like,
yeah, I think that they actually changed it. I think it's now called the Coral Reef Restaurant, and it's Nemo-themed.
Yes.
Of course it is. It has to be. That makes sense.
I mean, to be honest, I don't understand why they just couldn't keep it the Living Seas restaurant. It was great as is, but whatever. It's located in Future World, but in Epcot.
Yeah.
So, fucking Nemo. it's not that I hate Disney. It's just like there's one thing that really gets me going, and it's 32-year-old women who are obsessed with Disney. It's kind of like my point of contention. So I just get a little heated with Disney in general. So I'll try to be good. But I've been to Disney. I've been to Disney plenty of times because I mean, I just went a lot when I was a kid. I haven't been as much as an adult because I'm a human adult, but that's a difference with no children. So that's like a different
story.
It's fun
with children, and then maybe it's fun like one or two times with a group of friends as adults. But like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was ever, unless the person I was with was a big Disney World person, or I lived nearby one where I could have like a pass, like and could take advantage of that. Because I know I enjoy the parks, but I feel like I would not spend money to fly there, get a hotel for like a week every year,
like five times a year. Yeah. Probably not.
It's a lot. Like I went to the Universal, which I know is not Disney, but for me the motion sickness of it all wasn't great for a lot of those rides because a lot of them are screen heavy and it's just not something that I can stomach. But I know Disney is a lot less.
Yes,
of that
I was gonna say that. Universal is very heavy on those types of screen rides. So and Disney less so. I will say that Epcot is cream of the crop.
Yep. I agree.
Very age appropriate.
Even as a kid, I was a big Epcot guy.
Me too.
That's what Will has said too. I think he did like the beer thing where you go get like a bunch of different.
Yeah, they have the beer and wine festival once or twice a year. So I would say that if you are a 32-year-old woman wanting to go to Disney for the fun of it, Epcot's very appropriate. And I love Epcot. Yeah. And yes, if I were to get engaged somewhere within Disney, it would certainly be Epcot because I do love Epcot.
Here, I'm texting Drew right now to get you engaged at the Ellen DeGeneres ride.
Oh my god.
Drew is, I don't think, ever going to go back to Disney, to be honest with you. I don't think I can get him to go back.
But yeah, so moving on, the main kind of crux of the episodes here are Michelle and Stephanie are like in line to go rub a genie lamp, and Michelle kind of like cuts in front of Stephanie or whatever, winds her way into getting what she wants.
Well, we have to establish that Michelle has been getting her way probably all throughout her life, but also specifically in this trip, She wanted the candy at the beginning, a cherry candy, because
peanut. Who wants a cherry candy over nuts? Also, me. Can I ask that?
What? I would.
Sicko.
I do. Oh, I'm the sicko.
Does peanuts make you? Does peanut candy make you gag?
Yeah, the nuts make me gag. So, and also, not sitting at the window seat makes me gag.
Yes, no, yeah. I'm a big window seat person, even though I'm, like, tall and, like, I
don't really care. Is that a hot take? I don't really care.
I just like the window because you put your head on it.
I don't want the middle seat, though.
That's no, nobody wants the middle seat. Jess, I can see you being, you're really tall. I can see you wanting an aisle seat.
I think when Will and I flew last time, we swapped. So, like, one way, one person got one thing, and then the other one got the other on the way back. But, like, I don't get up to go to the bathroom and stuff, so that didn't really matter to me.
If I sit next to my mom, she, like, goes to the bathroom, like, 5,000 times a plane trip. So
yeah. Then they have to be on the aisle seat.
Yeah. So Michelle basically gets her way and gets to rub the genie lamp. And because, like, she made the genie appear, she's now princess for a day in the park. So she gets 3 wishes for whatever she wants. And she, this bitch, big Leo energy, she is like, I'm the princess. Bow down, bitches. I get what I want all day. And I cannot believe that they put up with this shit all day.
Oh, but I also can't believe that
if I was DJ, I would have been like, nope, we're done here.
See, I feel like she would at least respect it if they didn't waste their time going on the carousel 7,000 times, which has no weight.
So many times. A carousel. Who gives a shit? You could go on a carousel at freaking, like, Coney Island. Like, no one cares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty lame. So Michelle's first wish on the genie lamp was to skip the line on all the rides. Unlimited fast passes.
Good wish.
Yeah, it's just called a fast pass. It's like, you know,
but
nothing.
But that's a good wish, though, back in the day when they didn't have fast passes.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that is the wish to wish for, but.
Yeah. No, I definitely know there's, like, some special fast passes that people, I don't know if people can pay for them or they just, like, win them lottery style at certain things, but I remember I was so jealous. There was one day that we were waiting in line forever for some ride, and I saw these people with, like, VIP for the day or whatever necklaces, and I was like,
wow.
These kids. I hate them. Yeah. I don't know them, but I hate them.
I think the FastPass would also only really be worth it if you could get it for, like, your friends and family, too.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to go by yourself, like, on all these things, you know?
Yeah. Also, if they wanted to do now you have Mountain.
Poor Stephanie. I would want to go on Splash Mountain too. She has the right idea. Yeah. She's getting real peeved with Michelle.
Yeah. So, yeah, they go on to the carousel 11 times, which is sickening. And, you know, Stephanie's complaining how, like, you know, Michelle's just being such a big diva. Like, Michelle's, like, saying, like, no, like, I'm the princess, you have to listen to me. And yeah, like, DJ definitely, like, keeps, like, I'm surprised that she didn't get annoyed. Like, I think that she was just like, you know, Michelle's the kid. I don't know, like, how old is Stephanie at this point? Is she, like, 10 years old in this?
I feel like she was 5 when Michelle was in the first season. So then Michelle was, like, a baby. She's, like,
I think she'd be, like, 11 maybe, because, like, Michelle's probably, like, 6 or so.
9 to 11, DJ, I would say.
Okay, so, like, okay, this is the tea. Stephanie is too old to be princess for the day. She's too old. I'm sorry.
No.
Yes, she is.
A 10-year-old?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's supposed to be for, like, a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old. Stephanie is too old to be princess for the day. Like, especially.
I don't know. If I rolled up 23-year-old me and, like, I was like, I want to take a shot at the lamp. If I can get a fast pass, I'm going to do it. And then I want them to put my big ass head on every plaque in the place and be like, oh, that's my Leo energy coming out. Like,
well, it's something that I would enjoy, but, like, how old is DJ? She's like 16, 17. Yeah. DJ's watching this and being like, let's just, like, Michelle be a kid, you know?
But do you as DJ want to go on the carousel 10 times? Like, fuck no. She's way too consumed with, like, oh my god,
this was so annoying.
So dreamy.
That was the most annoying part of the episode, too. Was the whole, like, DJ seeing Steve everywhere.
My favorite was the Aladdin, because even as a kid, I knew that he voiced Aladdin.
Okay. Yeah, he voiced Aladdin.
So the first one, the first time it happened, I was all for it because of the irony of it and, like, the connection. Yeah. I was like, That's so cute. I like that. But the fact that we had to do this like 8 other times was like, it was getting old real quick. But yeah, she just keeps, but then like finally, like they have like a little like sidebar convo,
like a huddle.
And they're like, mm-hmm. you know what? Like Michelle is acting like a bossy bee, and Michelle overhears and she runs off. She's gone.
She's like, I'm a fucking princess. I'm going to go do princess shit.
Yeah.
And yeah. And she just leaves like, this bitch, like, I would be so annoyed if I was her family. I'm like, great. Now we have to go search for a child in Disney World.
But also, do her sisters and Kimmy not know how to, like, walk a few more feet away from Michelle, but also pay attention? Like, she's a little kid. You know she's going to run off at some point. Like,
yeah. Yeah, and I feel like nowadays, too, with the security in Disney World, you'd find a kid pretty easy, considering she has her face plastered on these, like, signs everywhere the way saying she's Princess Snow White for a day.
Just didn't, like, take her and hold her hand until Danny showed up, and then just took her to the tea party. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
She's like, come on, let's go wander some more together.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I didn't like that either. Felipe, have you ever gotten lost, like, anywhere where your, like, parents had to, like, call you on the intercom or, like, have security come find you?
I don't think I have to that extent, but I told this story on another podcast recently, but when we went to Disney World, my mom had to get emergency wisdom tooth surgery. Before, her tooth was in pain, so she didn't want to go on any rides, and we were at Hollywood Studios, and I was like 10, and I really wanted to go on the Tower of Terror and the Rock and Roller Coaster. She was like, okay, the Tower of Terror line is 60 minutes, you go, and then we're leaving the park. And my brother was 3, and my grandma had him in like the stroller. He was sleeping, so I went. I met these two. They were probably like 17-year-old girls, high schoolers, and like we bonded because I was a 10-year-old boy, and they were like, "Oh, you're so cute!" And then they were like, "Okay, after this, we're going to Rock and Roller Coaster. You can come with us." And then so we went on the ride, and then somehow my mom missed me when I left the gift shop because theme parks all have the gift shops at every ride. And we started going, and then the guilt started hitting. I was like, I should probably just tell my mom where I'm going. So I used their phone and called, and my mom like flipped out at me. She was like, how dare you? Like, I had to call. I was going to go call the security. I was like, because the ride also took longer than we expected, the line. So, that's my story.
That's terrible. And then
we went to Disney a few years later with my aunt and her friends, and one of my aunt's friend's kids got lost every 5 seconds. He would just wander off. He would not like stay. And he was like 12. It wasn't like he was.
This is why they put children on leashes.
Yes. I feel like Jessica is going to do that. Like, she's going to have her
child. No, I wouldn't do that. But this is why I wouldn't be outnumbered either. These people out here having 3 kids and shit, not for me. Yeah. No, thank you. I don't need to be outnumbered.
Yeah, but these are also, like, very privileged people, my aunt's friends, that, like, usually had a nanny, so that was always watching the child. And this, like, 12-year-old kept trying to wander off.
Yeah. Do they stay at the Grand Floridian?
No, they stayed at the All-Star Music right next to us. And they were like, can we take your extra... Because, like, every hotel, I guess, has, like, the sofa bed and two beds. And they were like, can we take your extra bed? And then can you go and, like, ask the concierge for an extra one? So they can, like, they wanted, like, every single person in that family wanted their own bed. There were 4 of them. Oh, yes. So very
fancy,
privileged. Very privileged people.
Jeez.
Jess, have you ever ran off?
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure one time I like hid in the racks at like a clothing store from my mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's it.
I mean, so number one, Jess, like when you and I go shopping, you'll get to know I'm a wanderer. So, and I have been since birth. So when like ever I'm shopping or I'm out and about with people, I flee, like, as soon as we enter the door. It's like, one second.
Okay, I'll meet up with you in an hour.
Yeah, like, 1 second I'm there, next second I'm not. And then you're like, wait a minute, like, what happened? So I, like, got lost in a mall once, like, just wandering off. Like, I'm always, like, you know, I'm like, fleeting. Like, you never know where I'm going to go.
No, ironically, my dad got separated, not lost because I knew where he was, but we got it. In an argument, and then he had to go to the grocery store, so I dropped him off, and then I was like, no, I'm going to get some takeout somewhere, and then I left, and his phone died while he was at the supermarket, and so I just waited, and then the supermarket called my phone. I was like okay, so then I sat there. That was he like so that I feel like that doesn't happen a lot, a parent getting lost. And then I feel like airports, I always like hear for my name, but I never got lost.
Hey, Sarah, I know you've been really into reading lately, and you've gotten me into it as well.
Yeah, well, you know what? Book of the Month made it really easy because Book of the Month offers just a few new selections every month, saving readers the hassle of figuring out what to read. One of the biggest deterrents for me is that, like, when I go to the library, there's like thousands and thousands of books, and I'm like, I don't even know what to pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. They focus on new and emerging authors, which means these are books that we probably wouldn't have found out about otherwise, which is super nice.
Yeah, and we also, I love having a really aesthetic bookshelf, and the books that we got, it was like beautiful, high quality hardcover books plus free shipping, which came really quickly.
Love free shipping. You and I both chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which is a thriller about a missing girl. And I really couldn't put it down. I think I read it in about a 48-hour time period. It had twists, it had turns, kept me guessing the entire way through up until the very last page.
So tell me what you liked about the book then.
Yeah. It was really good, and I'm excited to dive into the other book that I have. But the great thing is, Sarah, is that listeners can sign up for Book of the Month to discover new emerging authors by going to bookofthemonth.com and using code PETALS for just $5.
Wow, what a deal. Check out Book of the Month Club for all of your reading needs.
Yeah, seriously. Every month you could get a new group of books that you just, you know, fall in love with. So go to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS for just $5 and enjoy reading.
I had to rewind for a second. If either of you saw your man in the face of a waiter at a random location and the waiter slipped on something and fell, would you be like, Will, no, stand up and scream like DJ did at the Indiana Jones?
Oh, ride? At the Indiana Jones? No, DJ made it like really embarrassed herself.
I was embarrassed for her.
Yeah, no, it's like you never make a scene in a big group of people because you're always embarrassed. One time I was playing bingo and I thought I got bingo and won like a big pot of money. And I got up and I was like, bingo. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be able to get my Bailey Button Uggs because I really want to Bailey Button Uggs. And then they checked and I like kind of made a scene because I was so excited. And then next thing they checked my card and I didn't get bingo. So ever since then, I've learned to shut my mouth.
I have a tangent.
I don't think I would ever shout like that, especially yeah, like because it's embarrassing. A show. Like, and you know he's fine. Like, that's the shtick is that he like falls underneath and the boulder rolls over.
Yeah.
Like
DJ was just terrible. Yeah. She was awful this episode.
I have a tangent.
Yeah, it wasn't after a showing for her.
You discussed Jess. So would you yell at Will if or
no?
Will?
Okay. No, he'd be fine. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. DJ is a bit. Yeah, cool. It was a bit. I agree with Sarah that like after the third time, I was like, all right, enough, DJ. Like, he's not here. Like, yeah. Come on.
And then he was there and Kimmy was like, I'm going crazy. Yeah,
like his parents just let him fly alone to Florida to like meet up with his girlfriend because he can't stand to be away from her for a few days. What kind of shit is this?
He saw her in all the food he was eating.
Yeah, in the cauliflower.
I think that's an insult. I don't want to be seen in somebody's cauliflower. Just saying.
What food would Jess be seen in, Sarah?
For me?
No, for you or for Will or whoever was missing her. For Winston.
Jessica, I think I would see you. You know I love salsa, so I would probably see you in my salsa.
See my face in fucking salsa. Sounds great.
Because that's normally what I'm eating.
I don't know what the, like, non-insulting answer is in this. Like, I guess I really like, sweets. So, like, cookies or, like, candies or something would make sense for
like
me.
Like, Sarah, I could see Sarah in a sugar cookie. Like,
yeah, I'm in yeah. the sugar cookie.
I can see that yeah. as well. Yeah. I don't know. But it is a weird situation. And I personally thought that storyline was very stupid.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, a lot of the storylines were kind of stupid and ridiculous because yeah. that's what the show is, but I did love the Jesse and you know what I mean, that whole storyline. I actually didn't mind because it was kind of funny that like of course they keep missing each other, he's super busy. And I thought Rebecca's like dress in the scene where she was waiting for him on the docks with like Chip and Dale, I like loved her dress in that scene.
She looked very nice, and then I remember she was canceled. I was like, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I was like, I was like, can I stand her? I was like, no, I can't stand her. I can't stand Aunt Becky. No, I can't.
I know, but we all, honestly, we all did love her back in the day. So.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, we shipped. Yeah. 100%. OTP. Like, yeah. Who cares about Danny and Vicky? It was Jesse and Becky.
No, Vicky kind of sucks. I don't really like Vicky.
I remember her being very boring, which I think things still track.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't work out. But, sorry. So, yeah, we, ultimately, Snow White finds Michelle, and then she gets her fucking tea party, and then the entire family goes to the tea party. Thank goodness for that.
Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Oh, no. I just want to say, I did like Michelle, like, dancing and grooving with the Caribbean music. Okay. Like, that was pretty fun.
I had this in my notes, but that was not what I was going to say. But Michelle, literally, that was filmed in Epcot. I'm 100% sure that was filmed in Epcot.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, it might have been Adventureland, but I think that was in Epcot between, like,
two of the pavilions. She traveled very far that day, I guess. Huh?
And then the line that I wanted to point out was when Stephanie turns to Pinocchio and he's like, you know, Pinocchio, I've had a really rough day or something. Like,
she's like, you know, Michelle like gets lost and she gets like a party thrown for her, like, this is not fair,
honestly. And then she like is like, oh well, you know, Stephanie, I feel bad, you know, I want you to be in the princess parade because apparently these things are transferable, and because Michelle is so sweet and wonderful, they let the whole family. It's not even just on one float. They all have their own floats and outfits and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. Insane.
Yeah. I did think that it was going to be like one float, but no, they all got their own floats.
They all had different themes too. Like it was like Vicky and Danny were like tropical.
Yeah, they were with the three caballeros.
Yes, and they had like Michelle and Stephanie were princesses. Like Stephanie was Cinderella and was Michelle Snow White? I'm trying to remember.
I think she was Snow White. I don't remember off the top of my head.
I think she was Snow White. Yeah.
No. Michelle was Snow White, and then Stephanie got to be Cinderella.
Yeah.
If you had to dress up as a Disney princess, which Disney princess would you be dressing up as? Or I should say, but the princes are boring. Like, we all know we would pick a prince. Like, the princesses are better than the princes.
Let Felipe choose whichever character
Felipe,
he wants
to be. Felipe, you choose whatever you want to dress up as.
It doesn't have to be a princess. It could be whomever.
I'm just saying the princes are usually like the side characters and they're kind of boring.
Yeah. But what happens if he wants to be freaking like Wally or whatever? Ooh. Like, let him be whatever he wants to be.
He's not technically royalty. Although you could be Wally if you really want to.
Ooh, I feel like Winnie the Pooh would be actually, no. Those costumes look really
hot. You're going to be fucking Winnie the Pooh?
Those costumes look really ridiculously hot.
I wouldn't choose anything that has like a headpiece.
No.
Like that goes over your head.
No, you want to be, they all talk about on the TikTok and the YouTube that you want to be a face character. You want to be a face character because the
costumes
they call it like a specific name, but it's very hot.
Cast members, like that. Cast I feel members. Like even the like soft serve guy is a cast member. You have to like.
They're all cast members. God. If you're an employee at Disney, you're called a cast member, not an employee.
Yeah.
But there's a face character, and I forget what the face character. So Felipe, so sorry. Who would you want to be?
If I was a prince, probably like Peter Pan. I feel like he has like a breezy costume.
Oh, that outfit would be fun.
Yeah, and you get to like be in the shows and stuff like that.
That's
my
friend
was actually Tiana for, I think it was a cruise line, but I'm not positive. She was Tiana, and I feel like that's another good answer. Like, I feel like she has a nice outfit and everything.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd have to lean someone that has like bigger hair because with the humidity. It would be, I love Belle. I'm not a big, she has a yellow dress though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
For her like fancy one, which isn't like my thing.
You could be like.
But she does. She has a yellow fancy dress for like her
she
thing.
She does, but you could be like Peasant Belle. Not that she, like.
Why does she want to be Peasant
you
Belle?
You can't be Fancy Belle. You have to be
what?
Peasant.
That dress. Okay, number one, that dress is gold. It's not yellow and it's gorgeous and it would look great with your skin. Skincare, your hair color,
yes.
And
the other one I was thinking is that, like, if we're leaning into the humidity of it all, that girl from Brave has like the big red hair. Like, I would
dye it or wear a wig or something. But
yeah, I'd feel those vibes.
How's your Scottish accent?
Oh God, I don't know. Probably bad. You most would likely need very to bad.
If they let you do the Elsa trainer. Look, where she like kind of like has the messy hair.
Yeah, I feel like if you I think that's like the basic answer. But I would go with an Elsa as well.
Sarah, how about you?
Because at least it's not what's her face.
Anna?
Which one is the one that? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait.
Anna's the sister.
Oh, I was thinking Anna. I like Anna better than Elsa.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sarah, which one would you be?
I'll go Cinderella.
Yeah.
That is so basic and boring. Why would you do that?
Well, because no,
she gets to be in everything. She gets to be in all the shows, all the firework stuff. She like because she gets a good paycheck.
Because she's like the favorite, like most popular. Well, now it's Elsa, but she used to be the most popular princess.
Yeah,
so I always liked Snow White when I was a kid because she like had all the animals. And
I don't want to hang out with animals and little like annoying people that like you know you had to be a mom to. Like, why would I want to be a mom to seven grown men? Children. Like, I don't want that for my life.
Good point. This is a good point.
Yeah.
These are all valid.
Like, points. Number one, Cinderella gets to go shoe shopping. Number two, then she gets, like, uprooted from, like, her cleaning job. And now she gets to hang out in the castle and probably do nothing all day. Like, she has a better life, you know?
You know who probably has the best role? The people who are the escorts who walk the characters to the photo spot and back, and then they just, like, chill and, like, monitor the lines. Because you're not in those, like, hot, sweaty costumes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm just saying, like, if you had to be, like, on a float for a parade. I'm not saying you have to work at Disney. Like, what costume?
If it's just for the float, I wouldn't mind doing, like, a hothead costume.
Yes. A hothead. Actually, you know what? I'm too tall because you have to be like 5 foot to 5 foot two to play her. But Tinkerbell would be
a great.
Oh yeah, because of the zip line. But also she has.
You have enough tude to be Tinkerbell for sure.
She has a lightweight costume because she's wearing a short outfit.
Yeah,
Tinkerbell is for sure a Slytherin.
Tinkerbell has a nasty attitude. She does not like that Peter's giving eyes to Wendy that whole movie.
But why would she?
She
was there first.
No, but are they allowed to like crossbreed humans and fairies?
It's not her fault she's a fairy.
That's like if Tinkerbell was a dog and was jealous of Peter Pan.
This is now. I love how this podcast was originally going to be like, Disney Full House episodes.
But with Mary Kate.
Full House thrown in.
Yeah.
And now it's like. This is our Disney podcast.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Sprinklings of Full House.
You know, I've been waiting for this for a while to just talk about Disney. But no.
We should get back to the one part of the episode that literally no one gives any shits about.
Joey.
And it's what Joey's up to.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck what Joey's doing. Joey goes to some cartoon thing that no one gives a shit about. Joey does a radio podcast under the water and then is like, there's a shark in here. Bitch. Of course there's a fucking shark in there. Like, first of all, if there's a shark in there and you got down there, you're probably fucking okay, bro. Like, calm down so much.
I always wanted to be like, I wish they would let me go in the water and, like, record a podcast in there. But then now that I'm thinking about it as a podcaster, I'm like, there is no way the equipment doesn't get ruined.
I don't understand what the point of that is. Like, what is the point of going down? No one can tell that that's where you're recording. It's fucking audio.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make much sense. Felipe, did you have any interest in his animation segment, Voyage?
I like that they actually, like, shelled out for the money for to them getting.
It was a cute segment.
Yeah, enjoyed it because, like, I remember that scene. I just want to say that this man was no friend of Joey's. This man was a stick in the mud. How could he put up with Joey's bullshit for all those years? Like, he was probably just, like, someone he knew that was, like, a second-degree connection on LinkedIn. And Joey was like, we're going to Disney World, and I am kind of famous. Can you do me a favor? Because he had his, like, TV show with the woodchuck. So,
Yeah, but other than that, like, no one gives two shits about what the hell Joey's up to. Yeah. As they shouldn't.
I
gotta say that all the time that they're at Disney, it's like, who the fuck are watching Nikki and Alex?
Right?
Like, they're not there 90% of
who
the
knows?
Time.
Chip and Dale aren't watching them. Like, where? Like,
no.
That's what I thought would be. They could give the kids to Michelle and Stephanie. But
yeah.
No, like, they are just wandering. They're probably, like, napping. That's the canonical reason, I guess. But I had so many questions. And then I also had questions for Stephanie. When she ran off, why wouldn't she just go on different rides in the park and, like, live your best life? Why would you go sulk at the hotel? Like, if you're gonna sulk on Space Mountain or something.
I think that that's, I mean, so ultimately, like, when they got all reunited, Stephanie asked Danny if she can go back to the hotel because she was just over all the bullshit. And honestly, I think that's what I would do. Like, at that point, I just, like, would not want to be there. I would just want to be on my own, hanging out at the lake. Like, I don't know. Like, Stephanie is just, like, totally, I get her.
Well, because she's a water sign.
Oh, you think so?
Like, oh my God. Okay, so Michelle gives big fire sign energy.
Right.
And Stephanie is, like, all up in her feels. Like, there's yeah. no way she is not a water sign. And, you know, we know DJ is an earth sign.
Right.
Like,
it's what's Kimmy yeah, in here? Kimmy's an air.
It makes sense.
Kimmy's a fucking Aquarius. Yeah, oh my true. God. Yeah, Kimmy is the world's biggest Aquarius. And Danny Tanner gives me some like Virgo cleaning energy.
Mm-hmm. I want to say that Kimmy, I don't think I appreciated this line enough as a kid, but when DJ says that, does that look like Steve? And Kimmy's like, you think Huey, Dewey, and Louie look like Steve? Like the ducks, Donald Duck's nephews? I really enjoyed that line as an adult. And then also, I remember her with the Dumbo and her shoes holding the
shoes. Yeah, her stinky shoes.
Yeah.
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 I did think that Joey was valuable when he came to talk to Stephanie about being like a Debbie Downer, and that like ultimately his line of saying like, you know, Michelle might have like cheated you out of that experience, but you cheated yourself out of having a great day. So I thought, and like he convinces Stephanie to like go like to the parade and yada, yada, yada. So I did appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah, there's like a million other family members to go hang out with. Like, go no. have someone bring you to more rides away from no. Michelle.
I would want
to.
That's what I say. I like, or sulk in the park, go
but
buy.
But we're Leos, yeah. though. Like, that's why. No. We're talking to a Pisces who wants to like sulk.
No, I would want to sulk and be alone.
I've had my sulking moments at Disney World. You just go to a different area of the park, get an ice cream cone or something, and just sulk by yourself. And then,
no,
like,
no I would want to eject myself from the entire experience yeah. and go back to the fancy hotel and like be on my own. Like, that, I get that. I totally do, because I mean, at that point
she was at the Grand Floridian. Maybe she like yeah. there was stuff to do there.
At that point, fancy. It's more about making a scene and pouting that I wasn't having a good day. More so, like, that's more important to me and Stephanie than actually like making myself have a good day. And then the fact that Joey like came and talked to her, that's what Stephanie wanted, and that's yeah. what I would want. I want somebody to go out of their way to come to me and talk me up to have a better day and convince me to like get out of my funk. Like, I get Stephanie, like that's what she wanted and that's ultimately what she got. And then Michelle came and was like, you know what, you can be the princess, and that's also what I would want. I get Stephanie. Stephanie's 10 out of 10 human. It might not be the right way, but it's my way.
It's the petty way.
I liked it. I was like, yeah, you
no,
know
I definitely connected with Stephanie, because like we all know that like Michelle was being like a bit of a bossy ass. Bee. Yeah. But can I say that I wouldn't be the Michelle in the same situation? No, I can't say that I wouldn't be the Michelle, because I would want it. Now, can I say I wouldn't want to go to a carousel 20 times? Yes. But I would be like, yeah. Do you see that sign over there? I'm sorry. Is that your face? Yeah. No? Okay, then we do what I want to do.
That's ultimately very much Jess Sterling yeah. energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is what we're going to do. And here's my itinerary that lists out we can get the best spots, like the best times to go on, which rides.
And then Sarah would probably throw it out in the trash can as soon as you dropped it off on her lap.
Yeah, she would.
I don't think I would throw it. I think I would probably follow it. I think I would follow the itinerary. But like at this point in my life, all I want to do is get a Dole Whip. Ooh. And like, not, like honestly, I don't
get a what?
A Dole Whip.
A Dole Whip.
You don't know what that is?
The hell is it? No, I thought she was saying a dull whip. And I was like, how do you sharpen a whip? Second of all, why?
No, a dull whip. Huh? And I just want to soak in front of the lake, actually. That's what I want
to
do in Florida.
But you have to
Florida.
Stay in the Magic Kingdom to get a dull whip.
No, you can get it at the Polynesian.
What dull whip is, because I have no idea.
You can get it
is.
At the Polynesian. You don't have to go into the parks.
A dull whip is like soft serve with like some sort of sparkling drink. I don't know if it's and with like Dole pineapples.
So it's it's pineapple. Okay,
so it's kind of like a,
it's like an ice cream with pineapple stuff type of thing.
Yeah, there's two versions.
No, I don't like pineapple though.
So okay. Well, there's two versions. There's the one with ice cream, and then there's one more of like a drink variety. Yeah. And I would want, I don't want to go into the parks anymore. I just want to go like have a Dole Whip and like.
You want to go to Epcot and drink around the world and
I would do that too. I would do that too. I had a great time at Epcot.
Epcot's the best.
Jess, have you ever been to Epcot?
No.
Too bad, so sad.
The only time I've been to Disney World, I was 10, and we did like SeaWorld, Disney World, and Animal Kingdom. I think were
the and then Universal. Yeah. Oh, they didn't have Harry Potter at the time. Never mind.
And then she went. Went back. And then
I went to Universal recently, and we did Universal. We didn't. You went to Universal
LA
stuff.
Or Florida?
No, Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we did all the Wizarding World of Harry Potter stuff, which was like the reason.
So Dole Whip is kind of like a butterbeer, sort of like kind of fizzy.
That's what I was. Yeah, that's what I was imagining when you guys were saying it, because I've had all versions of the butterbeer. My God, I drank so much freaking butterbeer when we went. It was so good.
Yeah, I love the things at Disney World where they do like soft serve floats, and then I think my favorite was the vanilla soft serve with Sprite. I think. Like, because then you can, like...
Ooh, that sounds like a good mixture.
They, like, you can sounds make like a your good combo. Own. And I feel like that would be my perfect job, just, like, making flows for people. Yeah. Because it's so hot there. So then Florida, buy it more because they... Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot out. So, all right. So now that we talked about Joey's shitty storyline, are there any other... I don't think we really missed out on any of the storylines. No. Do we have any final thoughts on either this episode or Full House general?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know, going back to Mary-Kay and Ashley March, when would you utilize Ashley and when would you utilize Mary-Kate?
I
cannot
tell
them
apart. I know you two can. Could you tell who was when?
I can. Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the show,
So who was Ashley? When was Ashley and when was Mary-Kate?
Oh, I didn't write anything down. But if you showed me, like, a scene, I could have. It was a lot of, like, Mary-Kate, I think.
Yeah.
In this particular episode.
It might have been her rotation, but obviously Ashley got to go to Disney World too. They weren't
there. I think that realistically now, like, are you asking Sarah as adults or are you asking like when they were kids?
No, when they were kids, like why would they choose like Mary-Kate over Ashley in certain scenes? Like did one do reactions better? Yes. Did one like give like
legal reason,
land
like- they've talked in the past about like how one of them was better at like crying, one of them was better at other types of stuff, so they did have like reasons, but like Felipe saying it's also just like child labor laws that is like the main reason. As they got older, I know they really were going to lean towards just having one of them, but it might have been John Stamos or maybe been more of the cast that fought to have both twins stay on, because when you get to a certain age you don't need both twins. Like they're not babies anymore,
right?
They both ended up staying on.
They're parents probably must have been involved in that too, because like I remember their mom was like a big momager at that time. I bet she got tickets for Lizzie and the boyfriend for sale, not boyfriend, brother for sale, like they all got to
Trent
go
to is his name Trent or Travis?
Oh God,
we don't know.
And weren't there two? I thought we said there were two.
I know, but the other one doesn't have a T name. I just like, I honestly just want to know, like, I guess that's ultimately what I want to know. And I guess I have to do some independent research, like which was better at crying, which one was better at you got it, dude, which one was better at reactions. Like, I want to know like which is which and why they would use one over the other and who was the better actress. I do think that I saw a lot of that like chunky Mary-Kate cheeks that we like determined. So I think you're right, Jess. Like, I feel like I saw Mary-Kate more, but why? Was she just like better? Like, was she like, you know, not as like, I don't know. I just want to know more. I want to know more.
Yes.
We need a specialist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the fireworks scene real quick. I love the fact that everyone like Stephanie and Michelle had made up. They gave each other a hug. Steve and DJ were there. Vicky is proposed to, and then Kimmy and Joey each have their own little partner. They like Joey grabs Snow White, and then Kimmy grabs the same Prince Charming from earlier, like grabs his arm and holds his hand, and Cinderella's like, back off, lady, he's mine. I wonder if those two cast members were dating in real life, where they were just...
Oh, that would have been interesting, yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a funny scene. That's what, like, honestly, that's what Kimmy is good for, is that little moment there, you know? Yeah. Too much Kimmy is not a good thing.
I think she was needed in this episode, but I think, yeah, some of the Fuller House Kimmy-centric episodes were kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's something from the wiki. When the series began, Mary-Kate was the calmer, less fussy baby, and because her sister was crying all the time, Mary-Kate had to play Michelle for most of the scenes in season one. Later, she would play the more tomboyish, athletic sides of Michelle. She also generally had a better sense for comedic timing. So she probably got the you got it, dude, versus Ashley. Now, let's see what they say about Ashley.
Which was the one in Weeds? Was it Mary-Kate?
Mary-Kate.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have anything special to say about Ashley. So I'm going to say Mary-Kate probably had, like, got to do the funnier stuff.
Yeah.
Or more character-related
things. I think
things.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I think they said Ashley was, like, better at, like, crying and stuff or something like
Same.
That. I remember back in the day. But yeah, I mean, like, overall.
Oh,
like,
yeah, Full here House we go. Very... I got it. I'm so sorry, Jess. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
Ashley usually played Michelle when the character had to be serious, emotional, or act bratty.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I feel okay with this. It's just like, you know, there's very deliberate decisions, especially when they became this age that we saw in season six, like they're 5, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah, they start to become different. Yeah.
Different.
I mean, not that they weren't before, but when they're really little, I mean, a lot of little kids are just the same. But yeah, I mean, this was like a very nostalgic trip down memory lane. Like, watching Full House is a part of like my daily ritual as a kid. And I think it's really funny specifically to look back at, especially when, if we're really doing like a Mary-Kate and Ashley month, it is better to look at the later seasons because they're older and they have more of personality. Michelle does at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I thought these were fun episodes. Would I go back and do like a full House rewatch? Like, probably not. It's a lot. There's a lot there. Too mushy for me personally as an adult, I think. But I really liked it. I thought it was like a fun little, like I said, trip down memory lane for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felipe, what did you think about this episode? And
it was an easy watch. It was like, enjoyed watching it. It brought me back. Just had a great time revisiting it. I felt like there was more in the episode from when I remembered it. I feel like there was more stuff, but no, like every scene that I remembered was in there.
Yeah, it was pretty simple, and I think that the reason, like, and I didn't feel like there was, like, that much story, but the thing is that they really got to, like, put in their, like, cut shots of the park and, like, had, like, more, like, fluff.
Oh, this was an ABC, like, promotional stunt, too. Like, that's the whole reason they do it is, like, like, you can go to Disney World and be like Michelle, and then there's no princess for the day stuff that they have, like.
That would have been cool if that was a real thing.
Yeah. But like it's the any ABC show, they like often have a Disney World episode, like Modern Family and Blackish. They did it. So
oh really?
Yeah.
So they're still doing these types of themed episodes.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Probably not now, actually, in the pandemic. But yeah.
I do have one more thing that I want to bring up about this engagement.
Yes.
Danny, where was the ring?
Right?
Where was the ring?
I was wondering that too.
What?
I'm like, on such
happened?
Short notice, there's no way he had one,
also,
right?
Can we talk
it
about
was like he was
the fact that his kids convinced him to propose.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's no way he had one because he was just convinced before the trip to do it.
So there's jewelry stores in Disney. Like, you can't be like, you
That's
know,
fair.
She seemed kind of hesitant, in my opinion, to say yes. And it's probably because she was like, where's the diamond? Where's the ring? Like, what is happening here?
He also should have signed his name in the fireworks display. Like, what if there was another Vicky in the park with, like, a Tommy?
Well,
and Vicky and Tommy were getting... And Tommy was like, I'm not engaging. And she, like, breaks up with him over that. He could have...
Ooh, now that would have been drama. Yeah. I mean, not trying to be a shallow B, but it's like, hello? Like, let's, like... if you're going to do this, like, let's do it properly. But then he spent too much money on the fireworks. He probably couldn't afford the ring at Disneyland. Like, you know, it's too much money at the Grand Floridian. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. The one.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll add, unless Jess has something to add to the ring discussion, because I have never.
No, I completely agree. Like, he should have had a ring if he's going to propose. I mean, unless that's not, again, every couple do whatever they want. If you don't want rings, or like you have a job where you can't do like a huge engagement ring and you could just do like a band or something, I don't even care if it's a ring. I just feel like you need to have like literally anything to, because I feel like when someone proposes without having something, it almost looks like there wasn't like any like deep thought about whether or not they should propose. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it sounds kind of crazy, but I don't mean to say that like you should have a ring. You don't need a ring, but it's like when someone does something like that, it feels last minute and it feels like I'm rushing into it, even if it's something that they're not rushing into.
That's probably why they broke up, honestly.
She's like, I never did get that ring, did I?
Yeah. But my other comment was, I just want to talk about the logistics of the day. So I know they definitely filmed, I think they filmed in Epcot. So even if that's like a filming location, that's fine, whatever. But the fact that Danny spent the first half of his day in Epcot, then had to go to Magic Kingdom after, like to do with Michelle and stuff like that. Then they go to Hollywood Studios. Then they go back to Magic Kingdom to go to Splash Mountain if we're following their order. That's just too much, like, in one day. Like, I've hit every park, like, on the last day.
In one day?
Only because I wanted to go on the rides that I didn't hit, and I tried to, like, I feel like Jess is very similar. Like, she wants to, if there's, like, things on her list that she didn't get to, she's going to methodically plan, like, her day.
Yeah, I would plan the route. That's what I did when we went to Universal. Yeah. Like, I planned the route that we would go to hit, like, the do it in the right order. And we ultimately kind of, you know, diverged from that plan a little bit. If we decided, like, oh, we really like this ride, we'd like to do it again. Well, then that's fine, because I didn't know before we went what we'd like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The last time I went, I started, like, I wanted to hit all the rides I didn't, so I started in Animal Kingdom. And then I tried to, like, hit everything. But with, like, the transportation time and the walking time to, like, get into the park, plus, like, they have to go through your bag, which none of the people had a bag. I don't believe this.
I didn't see any backpacks either.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, you don't even need that, because now there's, like, that wrist thing, and you just, like, tap your wrist on it.
Yeah, but you still need, like, a bag, like, if you can bring a water bottle.
Water.
Or if you buy stuff at the concessions. Or,
well, like, they're rich, stuff. Rich, so they get everything.
Yeah, they're staying at the Floridian. Come on.
Yeah. Who do we think paid for this?
Well, I think that Disney did pay for Jesse and Becky's room.
Right.
And
or at least a room, and he updated to the honeymoon.
Yeah.
Upgraded, sorry. Upgraded.
Yeah. And knowing this stupid family, they probably snuck into the honeymoon suite.
They probably
slept
in the bathtub.
It's like, Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, you don't mind. This room's huge. It has like two rooms and like a great big living room. And they probably all stayed in there.
Yeah.
Not fair.
The shenanigans these people get up to. Mm-hmm. Again, just to reference Sarah's earlier point, Steve cannot afford this. Like,
No, this is all preposterous, and we all know it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's a show. We know it. Yeah, I think this was great. I had a lot of fun going back and revisiting Full House. Like I said, I wouldn't do a full rewatch, and I'm certainly not going to be watching Fuller House, but Full House is fine.
I'm
not like shaming anybody that watches it. It's just like why I wouldn't watch Girl Meets World, right? Like, it's just like,
she
for
won't.
Me, those things are nostalgic. They have their own special place. It doesn't need to be messed with. It can just stay in its special box.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that I did try to see the first season of Fuller House, but it did not continue past that. But would I do a full Full House rewatch? I don't know. There's 8 seasons. It just feels like way too much. Way too much.
It's more than Boy Meets World, and we're already doing that. So
just
saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was really, really fun. Felipe, do you have any final thoughts on Full House that you're dying to get out?
Or Disney, since this is now a Disney podcast.
Yes.
It's officially a Disney podcast now.
In terms of Full House and Fuller House, I feel like Fuller House, like, there's some episodes that, like, I would say I enjoyed watching, but then they, like, tried to rehash a ton of plot lines. There's like, so everyone remembers the episode that Stephanie drove into the house. Yes. They repeated that same thing. Adult Stephanie accidentally drives into the house again.
They do the same thing on Girl Meets World, and it infuriates me. Get your own fucking plot lines, dude. Yeah. Like, it's so annoying. They do that constantly. Yeah,
and DJ's annoying in Fuller House. So annoying. But I watched it. I did cry at the end. Steve and DJ finally ended up together. We love that.
Oh, wait. So, like, why didn't Steve and DJ work?
So they broke up at some point. In the final episode, they went to prom together, right? That was a thing?
I thought they broke up on the show.
They broke up on the show, and then he came back to her life in the final episode. And then by the end, she marries a firefighter. They have three kids. The firefighter dies. Then she moves back in with her dad, who's living in the same house.
Oh, and now she's going to date Steve. Yeah. No, she dates the vet dies.
That she was working with. Then they get engaged. Steve dates a girl named CJ. They get engaged. They go to Japan to have the wedding, and then DJ causes a scene at the wedding. Steve breaks up with CJ.
This is all bollocks.
I'm going to watch this.
True. This is all true.
Is this the last episode of Fuller House?
Yes. No, that was season 3 finale. Oh, no. In Japan.
There were 3 seasons of this show.
There were 5.
There's more. 5.
Holy shit.
Also, no kidding. Season 2, Stephanie starts dating Jimmy Gibbler, who is Kimmy's brother. And then, but Stephanie is not able to have children, so Kimmy carries the baby in season 4.
Shut this down. This is ridiculous.
She actually gives birth. They go to Hamilton, and she gives birth at Hamilton. The musical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What?
And
This is off the rails.
No, I think I am going to watch this, actually.
And then in the finale, do you care if I spoil it now that you're committed, Sarah?
No, I'm not committed to this. Okay. I would like to be spoiled.
Spoilers for Fuller House.
Matt, the vet, who DJ dumped for Steve in Japan and ruined Steve's wedding with CJ, he dates Gia from the bad influence on Stephanie. She comes back. And then Jackson, who's DJ's oldest son, dates her daughter. Meanwhile, CJ, her daughter, dates the other son of DJ. And so, like, there's this whole, like, mess.
We need a map.
Kimmy also, I told you about the Kimmy and her divorce and then getting remarried. Uh-huh. And then at the end, DJ and Steve get married, and it's officiated by one of the new kids on the block.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's all I ever needed to know about Fuller House
I take it back. Maybe I don't need to watch it.
No, you don't need to watch this. I mean, anyway.
I was almost interested.
Moving on from Fuller House.
But Full House, I had something to say, but I forgot about Full House itself.
Okay.
I got wrapped
If you remember.
I got wrapped into this all.
Sarah, do our plugs, really, and then we'll go back to Felipe if he can remember what.
Well, I just want to say that Mary Kay and Ashley March was truly a march to remember. We hit all sorts of things. We hit the sleepover movies. We hit It Takes Two. We sang songs. We talked about, you know, the differences and all these things. So if you guys haven't heard the rest of our Mary Kay and Ashley March content, check it out. It's been a real ride. You can also find us covering Boy Meets World and Dawson's Creek. Follow us on social media at @shit90spod. Email us at shit90spod@gmail.com. Follow along the journey. Felipe, like, tell us everything that you're up to, because you are a busy, busy bee. And if you remember what you wanted to say about Full House, yes, please.
I did remember. I feel like Full House is the perfect, like, bedtime show. Like, you put it on, you put a sleep timer on, and then you can just, like, watch.
That's a good call.
That's where I probably rewatch it. Was there no fashion hour this week? I feel cheated. I know you didn't do them in the previous podcast, but I want to know what you thought of the fashion in this episode.
Well, I mentioned very briefly that I really liked Aunt Becky's outfit, but I didn't do like a full on. I did appreciate Michelle Tanner's striped pink and white shirt. I was vibing with that as well. And obviously everything Jesse wears is amazing. So.
His hair. I liked the joke that Vicky was like, I'm surprised he would do this underwater.
And then he combs his hair underwater.
Yeah. I'm really, really down on Uncle Jesse.
Jesse or Joey?
How dare you?
Both.
Yeah.
How dare you?
We got like a very like, we talked about overalls and DJ was rocking like a shorts overall.
Yeah, I loved those.
With like this like off the shoulder flower top. That was pretty cute.
Yeah, DJ.
That was a very 90s look. Yeah.
One of the only things Candace Cameron has done in the last few years, I feel like, is wear that.
Joey, talk about Joey. He's wearing a full, he's like doing what everybody else does on Zoom, where he's wearing like a sports jacket and a tie, but then wearing like shorts, like khaki shorts.
Who has better legs, him or Tom Holland, when they do the look? I don't know.
A thick leg on a man, so I would say Joey. I just want one more thing about Uncle Joey or whatever. It's like, Alanis Morissette really wrote "You Oughta Know" for this fuck? Like, seriously?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I take issue. So, no, Felipe, sorry for interrupting.
It's all good.
Where can we find you? What are you doing? Like I said, you're such a busy bee. I'm so proud of, like, all your little, like, you're, like, in it, fully in it. Yeah. So, let's go through the Rolodex.
So, first start out by saying I loved being here. This was a bucket list item. Oh, I'm so excited to come back already. I'm like Chappelle. I'm booking my next appearance sometime.
I mean, you let us know. You know it's an open invitation,
absolutely,
my friend.
Absolutely.
Yes. So right now we're doing What You Doing, a Phineas and Ferb rewatch podcast. It's not 90s, but it is a throwback show these days. So we're doing that with Navi and Will, and that's a ton of fun. And then on the Brazilian Dragon, which you have both been on, talk about Scooby-Doo Zombie Island, we're continuing our Scooby-Doo podcast journey. Jacob and I, Kate had to step away. Go check out Barry on HBO. She's going to be an executive assistant on that show, so she didn't have time to commit her
podcast. That's fun.
Yeah, so she was supposed to be here today, but then moving stress happened, so... she sends her regards to the both of you. She loves you both. And so she is stepping away. So Jacob is stepping in, and we had a great discussion on Scooby-Doo and the Monster of Mexico. Many a tangents were had. Salsa was also mentioned on that one, because Shaggy and Scooby try to bring, they pack salsa when they're going to Mexico. You think that's backwards, right?
Yeah. Not really necessary. I don't think.
I think there's plenty of salsa in Mexico. Yes. Just think. I'm just guessing.
So we had a great discussion that drops on Monday. So if this is, I'm assuming, after the fact, check it out. On the Brazilian Dragon, we're nearing episode 50. So we still got to do 49. But then episode 50 is going to be a Zillennial.
That's exciting.
That's so exciting.
Bracket. I'm so excited.
Sarah
has volunteered to send in her rankings. And I'm excited to see hers. Jess, you can send them in too if you have the time. But you're also a busy
Think I know half of them. I have I'm packing up my kitchen today. Yes. That'll be fun.
Maybe you can listen to them while you pack up your kitchen. But
Pack up to Bob's.
Yeah. We're doing a Zillennial theme song bracket with the great Jacob and Nicole, previous guest on this podcast as well, TikTok Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's episode 50, and we record that next week. So if you have ranking, ranking feedback, let us know. You'll hear me. You can follow me on Clubhouse. I'm there a lot with Miss Sarah over here. And on Twitter, I'm at What the Fleep, and Brazilian Dragon is at Brazil Dragon Pod, and What You Doing is at What You Doing Pod.
Look at that. So much going on.
So much going on.
He's podcasting, Felipe.
Yeah, I definitely want to tune into your Luck of the Irish podcast, because I really did like that DCOM a lot back in the day. But I want to watch the movie before I listen to the pod. Yes. So I got to do that. That's on my list of things to do.
Don't even rush it. 90 minutes, it flies by. And then the podcast, as always, I'm on the podcast, so there's tons of tangents.
Yeah, that movie is good. That's a good DCOM, actually. Whatever. Well, thank you so much, Felipe, for joining us. Yeah. This was so much fun.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Really was some bucket list type stuff over here. I got to talk to Sarah a lot these days, but not as much Jess, because she's too busy podcasting community and being on an Android. So I can't. Yes. I can't.
How dare you?
How dare I? You can't join Clubhouse to hang out with us. But I see Jess sometimes muted in the Discord listening to D&D as she falls asleep.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Dungeons and Dragons now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I think that's about everything.
Oh, Felipe has one more thing. To close out Mary-Kate and Ashley month, which one of you is Mary-Kate? Which one of you is Ashley?
Oh, we've discussed this.
I know you have, but I forgot.
Well, no, how about you guess? How about you guess?
I think Mary-Kate is Jess and Sarah is Ashley because Ashley was the sad one and Sarah's a Pisces.
What a good way to end this podcast. That is correct. Sarah is sad and a Pisces, so she has to be Ashley. This is the best way that could possibly be to end this podcast. You can catch us at Shit90sPod on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at TheJessSterling. Sarah is at Sarah Ferguson. Keep on listening to us, Boy Meets World, Dawson's Creek. This is the end of Mary-Kate and Ashley March. We hope you all enjoyed. Thank you so much, Felipe, for joining us. Another iconic podcast in the books. Thank you. Special thank you to JD for our wonderful theme song. We hope everybody has a good one. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.
Shit 90 Shows taught me.